We're all different when it comes to sex, so I rarely find a product that makes me think every home should have one. However, I want to shout about splashblanket.com. They make cozy and crucially fluid-proof sheets, blankets, robes, and loads more for sex and anything else that might get messy. Use the code GOTN10, G-O-T-N-10, for 10% off at splashblanket.com. Every single purchase will help support this website.
This is Splash, Getting Used in a Hot Tub, written and recorded by Robin of Robin Eats Everything. It is a truth, universally acknowledged, that single men at a sex club are always down to fuck around in a hot tub. So yes, I knew exactly what I was doing when I slid my fishnet body stocking off and stepped down into the warm, bubbling water. I wanted to be fucked around with. I knew exactly what I was doing when I greeted the strangers who had followed me there, because I desperately wanted an audience. One by one, like bees to my honeypot, they filtered in and positioned themselves around the large pool. I immediately felt like a conductor, kindly manipulating each instrument, person, in turn. A broad smile for one, a flirty giggle for another, a compliment for him and them, a little splash to draw their attention back to my tits. Not that it wandered for long. The four of them, all physically different in every way, their eyes only on and for me, made me feel giddy. I wanted them all. I knew exactly what I was doing when I started to play with my bare tits, because I really wanted someone else to play with them. When one guy told me how awesome they looked, I seized the opportunity and asked, sweetly, if he wanted to touch them. Moving through the water to my side, his palm slid over my flesh and brushed my hardening nipple. His thumb flicked back and forth over it as he looked into my eyes. A second guy moved to my other side and asked if he could play too, to which I answered, yes, please. I leant back and let their hands grab and massage and pinch and maul as much as they wanted to. The first guy deserved a long, lingering kiss as he squeezed my flesh in his strong hand, before I turned my head and found the lips of the other guy waiting for me. After a little while, one followed the other's lead and their mouths sunk onto my nipples. I let out an enthusiastic moan and looked down at each of them, commanding my breasts as they broke the water's surface. I knew exactly what I was doing when I widened my thighs, because I needed their fingers to seek between them. I am forever grateful that they needed no other hint than to feel the pressure of my thighs against theirs, and they both reached for my cunt in sync. One told me how wet I felt, and not from the warm water flooding my folds. One set of fingers firmly rubbed my clit as the other guy slid inside, pinning me back against the wall of the pool by my cunt as he slowly fucked it. Their mouths both returned to my nipples. The third and fourth guy continued to watch, silently, as my body was being claimed. I caught the eye of one and winked, which encouraged him to move in front of me and lean forward to gently kiss my lips, before retreating to continue to observe the lurid scene. I knew exactly what I was doing when I made eye contact with the fourth stranger, because I wanted him to know I was watching him stroke his dick under the water. My eyes slid down and I visibly panted as his hand rippled up and down his length briskly. He was clearly enjoying seeing my body being opened up right in front of him. It might have been a bubble from the jets, but I'm sure I could see the pre-cum seeking out from beneath his fingers. All the fingers and lips that were in and on me were bringing me to the edge, causing primal noises to escape from my mouth. The noises quickly drew more of a crowd. I could just about make out the outlines of several figures at the doorway through my flickering eyelashes. I knew exactly what I was doing when I announced that the first person to put their hands on a condom could use it to fuck me, because I was now so hungry for dick, I couldn't bear it any longer. The water churned as two guys lurched towards the side to search, while the one rubbing my clit stayed put, kissing up my neck devotedly. The third guy got there first and triumphantly rolled the sheath down over his hardness. As the second returned to my side, I suggested he stand and let me suck on his thick cock, whether as a consolation prize for him or a bonus one for me. As one dick was forced into my sopping wet cunt, another was guided into my face. I moaned first in disappointment because the stranger rubbing my clit stopped. Then I moaned in euphoria because he began to bite on my left nipple instead. Both dicks bottomed out in me, and the gagging from one made my cunt clench around the other. I knew exactly what I was doing when I let him fuck my face, because the other guy, fucking my cunt, had made me lose control. All I could do was sit there, in the public hot tub, and let them all use me. The guy inside me was thrusting harder and harder and harder, grinding my arse into the slick side. The guy fucking my face was slower, more deliberate, careful, letting my throat become accustomed to him. My moans were so muffled, they sounded more like grunts. I barely registered the licks to my nipple anymore. Everything was simply pleasure and feeling. Suddenly, the guy fucking my cunt began to shout. I guessed he was about to come, rather than hearing what he was shouting. He grabbed my waist urgently with both hands and pulled my body onto his for a final few brutal thrusts before everything relaxed. The guy fucking my mouth didn't stop, but cupped my cheek with his hand as the other guy backed out of me and retreated back across the pool. I knew exactly what I was doing when I obeyed the request to sit on the edge of the hot tub and have my cunt eaten, because I was aching to come against their mouth. It was the guy who had been treating my nipple, wanting his turn to shine. The dick that had been fucking my mouth was withdrawn briefly to let me get into position. Sitting on the edge, legs bent and parted, with one foot dipped in the water. Before finding its place once more, although even slower this time, letting me focus on between my thighs. When that mouth made contact with my clit, it was simply, exquisitely electric. All the tension and horn and adrenaline from the evening burst from me and onto his tongue. I grabbed the back of his head and ground it into me, wanting everything even closer, even deeper. The dick in my mouth slid out from between my lips as the guy switched to stroking it in my face. While I had desperately wanted him to come down my throat, I wanted to come even more. I knew exactly what I was doing when I screamed at a shattering volume that I was coming, because I wanted everyone in the club to know about it. I actually couldn't help but scream as this stranger's tongue lapped at my clit. His lips sucked on my clit one final time before deliciously kissing up my thigh. As I floated down, my tits heaving with breath, I noticed with sadness that the fourth guy had disappeared. The sadness was due to not knowing whether he had come or not, and that I wasn't able to watch it. And I knew exactly what I was doing when I enthusiastically agreed to return to the club soon. Because I'm going to get back in the hot tub and let everyone have free use of my glorious body. If you liked that, you can find more of my work at Robin Eats Everything. That's robyneatseverything.com, and more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.